Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Sad news has emerged overnight with the passing of Ivana Trump. The ex-wife of former President Donald Trump was found unresponsive in her Manhattan apartment yesterday at the bottom of the stairs. Seems she may have suffered a heart attack and fallen. An official cause of death is yet to be released. She was 73. The Czech-born self-made woman fled from communism in the 70s and embraced the US. She is survived by her three children, her mother and 10 grandchildren. Her son Eric posted, "Our mother was an incredible woman, a force in business, a world-class athlete, a radiant beauty and a caring mother and friend. She will be greatly missed."
Another day, another Kardashian pregnancy. Khloe Kardashian has revealed she's expecting her second child via surrogacy with husband Tristan Thompson. And the baby is due August, Ali. That's next month.
Wow.
Yeah, the new addition will be a welcome sibling for their four-year-old daughter, True.
That makes 12 grandchildren for Kris Kardashian. Now, and Pete Davidson said the other day he wants to have a baby with Kim, so that could be 13 grandkids. That's a lot of babies. And speaking of babies, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas have welcomed their second baby girl 2 years after the birth of their other daughter, Willa. Their reps released a statement saying Joe and Sophie are happy to announce the arrival of their baby girl, but no further details have yet been shared. Congrats on their new arrival.
Beyonce is about to take over TikTok. She posted her first video to the site on Thursday of a fan mashup showing people dancing to her new song, Break My Soul. Captioned it, "Sing Ya or Release the Wiggle made me so happy." Within an hour of joining TikTok, Queen Bee has over 3 million followers. Beyonce's album Renaissance drops on July 29.
Yeah, I just checked and she's up to 3.4 now. And she only just joined yesterday. And the official trailer has dropped for the highly anticipated Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power. The epic drama series is set thousands of years before the events of J.R.R. Tolkien's Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings and follows an ensemble cast of characters, both familiar and new, as they confront the ancient evil in Middle-earth. The Rings of Power premieres on Prime Video on September 2.
There was a time when the world was so young. There had not yet been a sunrise. But even then, there was light.
You have fought long enough, Galadriel. Put up your sword.
The enemy is still out there. The question now is where?
It is over.
You have not seen what I've seen.
I have seen my share.
You have not seen what I have seen.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.